All things Aussie hoops and NBL fantasy. Freebook setting out to make Super Coach history. So many things that we cannot wait to see. When do we get onto the source? Perhaps a Tui's or some bubbles? Or is it Miller time to celebrate our players' double-double? We'll party with bangers and some rock by DJ Mitchell. Is he a lock? The Kings can bring the chips like Jonah Bolden brought the dips. Will we get Albridge quick or at least very soon? We think it's Taron Armstrong that is going to the moon. How do we read our next stars? Are you superstitious? Impressive, Johnson Alex are. The competition's Ribster Vicious. Robert said no Franks, so they got Franklin instead. They signed some wily veterans. Do they get over the humps ahead? The finalists have been all action with Vin Diesel and Denzel. Couldn't beat them, so they went Cheatham, who's fast and furious as well. Can't have a pair of Sams, but can they fill Pinder's shoes? And can we pair some Jordans when Crawford's small and Hunter's huge? Will Cummings hit a shot? JLA has hurt his wrist. With no AC, does Kel run hot? And is Huck Porty worth the risk? And Adams is back with his family. Let's usher in a new era of fantasy.
G'day listeners, you're back with Benny and Banksy, the basketball blokes, where we dribble all things Aussie hoops and NBL Supercoach. And this is the NBL Blitz Nightcaps Gold Coast Edition. We are amazingly up to day four, game one, Perth versus Adelaide. Bordy is not here because he's hooping himself. Adelaide 36ers, reach out, I'll give you his number.
Yes.
But what were the scores?
Perth were all over Adelaide, and I don't think the final score really does the game justice. Perth 112 beat Adelaide 80. It was over at quarter time. The Wildcats were up by 26 after the first. And I think before Bordy did go to hoop, I think he said it best in the Discord chat, Adelaide's downfall was their lack of defense and their lack of offense.
Okay, yes, fairly offensive. What I wanted to know, we're not going to discuss Bryce Cotton in one of the categories tonight, but you and me, we both said, why is Bryce Cotton playing 35 minutes per game in the Blitz? And this was so much of a blowout that even Bryce Cotton only played 20 minutes for his 25 Supercoach points, mind you. So don't be concerned if you're out there and you're reading this as an article and you see Bryce was down at 25 Supercoach points. He will not play 20 minutes again very often, so do not be concerned. I even went to look at to see who Adelaide plays in round one.
Yes.
And United are one of those teams. So, you know, consider that if you want to get your season off to a hot start, seemingly. But before I get into the categories, Banksy, quick little bit of maintenance. Our Patreon podcast leagues, I have sent invites out to the nine leagues. Tuesday the 26th, we're going to cut these off. If you sign up for a Patreon $10 subscription, we will get you in there before then. Otherwise, we will go and offer up those spots to some of our OGs as well. But let's get into the category.
And worth mentioning, it is still a relegation system, isn't it, with our league? So it depends on how you ranked the season prior. And it's if you really want a competitive league, it's definitely the way to go, because a lot of people from our Discord chat take it very seriously and obviously want to work their way up to the higher league. So
yep. We're going to announce the prizes. Probably we'll have a discussion about that tomorrow, Banksy, just to see how we're all going with the prizes. But the Division One, our highest ranking players from last season, prize is not to be sneezed at, that is for sure. So I'm going to just skip, not give you the full description of these categories. If this is the first time you've listened to one of our Blitz Edition podcasts, go back and listen to game one. It's a good idea to work our way through the progression of this. Don't just listen to this one if it's your first. Go back and have a listen to the others and then come back and listen to this. We go through and set the scene, which players are currently under maintenance. It's all about being at the Gold Coast and going to a ride you can't get on because that tape is up, as Bordy described to me last night. Banksy, who was hurt?
Wasn't too many missing, so not so much hurt at Perth, but as we heard, Corey Webster was stood down for tonight's game following his comments. Adelaide again missing Trey Cowell. He was, of course, ruled out of the Blitz with his knee. And Jacob Wiley was the extra one to miss tonight, ruled out with calf tightness. The club just said he will be assessed tomorrow, so we're not too sure how bad that is.
Okay, basketballblokes.com injury list. We'll do our best to keep you all up to date there. One thing we like to do in these podcasts is the Warwick Kappa segment. Famous ex-AFL footballer who once ran for the Gold Coast Mayor, and this is the first one.
Good. I'm glad he's playing. It keeps the Kappa fascination alive, and he's in the back line, so it's easy. I took it over six blokes who were trying to punch my head in.
Very proud forward was our man, Warwick Kappa. So we use this to discuss forward-eligible players, Banksy. Who's up?
And Keanu Pinder, of course, available as a centre, but also slash forward in Supercoach. He has, of course, been building game on game recently. Was absolutely a big reason for the blowout tonight. He had 11 points, 3 assists and 2 steals in the first 5 minutes of the game before he sat down.
Excuse me?
That was okay. In the first 5 minutes of the game. So he finished with a ridiculous 39 Supercoach points in just 15 minutes played.
Wow.
I'm interested to know how many minutes they actually would have played. I'm actually disappointed it was a blowout because I have had a keen watch on his minutes as he is building. Mm-hmm. But look, he looked back to his best despite the opponent. But yeah, just really interested to know what sort of minutes they're going to play him come round one, or if they're just nursing him a little bit through the blitz.
We've got another blitz game, thankfully. And he does play the two games. So you would like to think that in that round one, if they're competitive games, that they can push him up to that 25 as part of his progression. So look, hopefully we see 25 next blitz game. In the short stint in the prior game, he looked fantastic. And it seemingly he has done so again tonight. Is he in consideration for you, Banks?
I had a little play before just to see what it looked like.
As we do. Yeah. All right, next is also a Kappa.
I said, let me take Mark of the Century first. Went back, absolutely killed Chris Langford. Kicked 4 or 5, got best player, and we lost by 98 points. But that was irrelevant.
Look, I'm not sure that the Adelaide losing in the way they did is going to be completely irrelevant, to be honest. But this is where we discuss a player who did pretty well in the losing team.
Jason Kadee was the best player from the losing team. 24 Supercoach points, 15 points, 4 assists. Is the second game in a row where he has been the highest scoring Adelaide guard. Came off the bench to essentially save their score, really. Yeah. They got absolutely blown out in that first quarter, and he came in towards the end of that quarter to add a bit of respectability to the scoreboard for Adelaide.
Yep, two games in a row now. It's like they almost have a solution just sitting there right in front of them. And, I thought the same thing, that he was the player that kind of sparked, gave him a little bit of spark in the first game as well. But, can't really recommend Kadee because they're going to still try and do these other things, we think. Anyway, more Adelaide discussion to come, but let's move on to the next one.
We got evicted. We slept on the beach for the night, and now we're in Chevron. Yeah, we got evicted.
Oh, boy. Schoolies, talk about these next stars, DPs, college players. Who we got?
Alex Saar. We can't do a podcast of Perth without talking about him. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, came off the bench again. Wagstaff got the start. They did speak about it on the commentary a little bit, that is likely to be the case come the season proper from those close to the Perth Wildcats. So essentially he gets used to the role, playing with the second unit in preparation for the signing of another import big to come. Perth were up 19-2 when he entered the game. So
wow, okay.
I was starting to question a little bit in the first half, just looking at his Supercoach score at halftime. It was quite low, just the effect of Pinder as he starts to build up and ramp up his minutes and his production. But he still got it done. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks. That's all we really needed, his price point, remembering. Played the 22 minutes. He did definitely benefit from the blowout. A bulk of his Supercoach score came in that second half once the game was won and done.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it didn't change anything in terms of him being locked away in my team. I think now with Saar, it's just a matter of, are we comfortable in starting him on our courts, with Perth starting with a double, or is it just the safety of him being a bench player that's going to make us bulk cash?
Yeah. Did they talk at all about this imaginary import that may or may not come in? Did you get any of that across the coverage or no?
I watched a lot of it. There wasn't really too much talk around who it will be, but I think as we've suspected all along, it's likely to be a big, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, unless they get Tyler Cook in, who's going to have an impact, I would doubt that they would get someone in time that would take away from Saar. Still got another game to go, so let's see how that all pans out.
Hey, Gold Coast members, Dimmer Hardwick here. So excited to be a new coach. Thank you very much for your support, and I look forward to meeting you all soon.
The new Gold Coast coach, and this is where we use... where we discuss a player that has changed teams, and this player is back to a former team.
That's it, Isaac Humphries. 24 Supercoach points, 14 points, 5 boards in only 20 minutes. I suspect he wasn't worth risking out there given the state of the game with the absolute blowout, but someone needs to score fantasy points for Adelaide. He seems to be the most likely. And again, just watching that first quarter alone, he was really the only one out there that... seem to be, you know, giving it his all, to be quite honest.
He does give glimpses of being back to, I guess, his best. I did listen to a little bit, and Hulls was saying that how much better he feels in himself is making him feel better about his basketball as well. And, of course, that will be a natural thing to happen with what he's gone through over the last 12 months. He's definitely still a candidate. Hopefully this 20 minutes isn't like a built-in cap. We've seen him on minutes restrictions before. He played 23 the night prior. We want to see him 25 plus. And if he did get that, he would probably, on form, pay off that starting price with the great Adelaide schedule. So let's hopefully we see a little bit more out of Humphries. God, we're moving through this very quickly.
Because Gold Coast is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's a beautiful country. It is. We love Gold Coast.
The Meter Maids, not the brightest bunch probably, but one player that was a bright spark tonight was Ben Henschel, Banksy.
And a lot of people have big raps on this guy as a prospect for sure. Hard to judge this one. 29 Supercoach points, which is impressive as a 69K player in the Supercoach game. Finished with 17 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists and 2 steals. Had some really flashy moments, but the junk time warning, isn't it? Only played the 9 minutes last game. That's important to note. Will that be more indicative of what he gets in the season proper? Unless Corey Webster is suspended for any longer than tonight, that is.
Yeah, look, Henschel's currently in my team. I do like the guard forward eligibility, and for those in the Meter Maid that we are looking to spend our loose change on, he's definitely in the mix, especially if you're looking to do the cotton maneuver where you just want someone to play round one and then upgrade. So cotton goes down to an import. Henschel, for example, goes up to another import-priced player, if that's a common move people want to make. I'm looking for who, with my leftover coin, who's going to score the most points in round one only. If Webster is out, Henschel very well could be a candidate as well.
Good point.
Final category is the Magic Millions, which, is a renowned Gold Coast yearling sale. It's where we discuss rookies or yearlings. And the big talking point of the preseason so far
has to be Trenton Flowers. I know he's been in all of our teams at times. Obviously, a lot of people jumping off after the past game or two. Finished with 15 Supercoach points, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists line in his 25 minutes. So he's getting the minutes. Again, it was just a really poor start. As a result, Adelaide would jump from the get-go. more turnovers. How long does the experiment last as a PG? That's the worry, is the role, isn't it? Again, in the second half, had some really flashy plays I saw there where he got the rebound, run the floor, finish with the dunk. So
yeah,
that's why he's obviously suggested and is high up on the list as a prospect. But again, it's just his turnovers and his slow start to the games, and also his defensive pressure. Even the commentary team was bringing that up on a few points throughout the game.
Yeah, Jordy
was really on display.
Jordy McCallum on Twitter shared some footage there. It wasn't the best. To be expected to some extent on the defensive end and positioning and schemes, that's where these guys normally struggle, which is why they don't normally start, let's be honest. This is, I think this 15 points was also heavily blowout influenced. You know, I saw a late rebound and put back. So the only hope, funnily, I'm not going to do the clip, but we do a clip called The Tourist to discuss imports. And look, based on tonight's performance, I'm not sure if Franklin needs to get his working visa cancelled, to be honest. So maybe that will be something that opens up some more opportunity for Flowers, but it's a sorry state of affairs for Adelaide. The great schedule, Banksy, is can we start anyone at the moment?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? They've got the schedule. And it just, you touched on Franklin there. He was one that absolutely inflated his score due to the blowout. He was, you know, playing against the second and third stringers in that second half. And that's when he had a couple of back-to-back threes but didn't show it in the first half against the starters. But I think the worry with Flowers, I mean, really is he's got the role, he's got the minutes, but he's not getting the super coach scores. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think off the top of my head, his last three scores have been 15, 16, 17, all around that same score.
You forgot the zero.
And the zero.
Easy to overlook.
From my memory. But, I mean, that's not really making us cash at his price point of 115K. He might go up very slightly, but it doesn't warrant a selection as a cash cow on the bench. And those scores aren't high enough, I feel, to be starting on our court either. So, and then you've got the worry of his role ahead. I mean, how long is this experiment going to last? If he goes and plays on a wing, he's not going to get necessarily those assists and so forth. So it's a worry. I can understand why people are jumping ship at the moment.
Thank you, Banksy. Look, I didn't really catch much of that game at all, but I feel like I've got a good understanding of how it all played out. Now, if you want to follow the work that we do, we are posting the one-stop shop article on all your News Limited papers. You can probably get the links via the news feed on the Supercoach app. Make sure you check all of those out. We'll be working on that tonight again. Of course, you can find us on Twitter at @Beeble_blokes. Banksy's in charge of the gram at the moment. Please follow us on there. That's another place that you can find some handy links, and we are promising that we're not posting any photos of ourselves that would put you off. All right. Thanks very much, Banks.
G'day there. It's Zach, also known as the Fez, coach of the Fez Monkeys. I got to say, the best part of being a Patreon supporter is the ever so helpful Basketball Blokes community. Whether it be team advice, injury news, or Boydie's gifts, the Discord chat has it covered. Also, quite handy for those pesky last-minute player withdrawals.
Hey guys, Denham Melrose here, coach of OK Then. And my favourite part about being a Patreon with the Basketball Blokes is all the data and stats they send through. It's worth far more than they charge, and it couldn't be more handy.
Hi everybody, my name's Ruby, and I'm the coach of the McVeigh Times. My favourite thing about being a Patreon supporter is the pre-season cheat sheet, and knowing that I'm going to get my team off to the best start, and the Discord chat, where everyone helps me see sense after I get a little trade wild.
Hey, I'm Watto, and I'm the coach of the Coogee Hornets. If you want to get all the stats, have some great banter with all those like-minded fantasy individuals, make sure you get on board with the Basketball Blokes and become a Patreon.